Back with our locker room chats here this week. KNZA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tamman. Now time to talk Perry Lecompton football. We got the head coach and Mike Paramore. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Cause dropped to 1-3 last week, 32-12, a home loss against Holton. Coach, take us back to that one. What'd you see?
We got beat by a better team. And, you know, we continue to grow up, continue to learn. And going in, we kind of talked last week about the, you know, the keys to us being successful in that game from a defensive standpoint. It was, you know, the first thing we talked about was gap control. And early on, we didn't do a very good job of that. You know, give them credit for what they do scheme-wise and some of those things. But we got to do a better job defensively, making sure we understand where we fit and do a better job of being able to defend what they did. But, you know, our kids, I like we continue to play hard. We gave up an early big scores and got ourselves kind of in a hole. And it's been easy to fold it up, but our kids continue to play and continue to fight, and that's what we're working on and trying to get better.
Now, you played a super tough schedule to this point. Of course, losses to Holton, as we mentioned, Nemaha Central, Sabetha, top two in 2A, and you got a top three team in 3A and Hayden coming up this week, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But what does it say about the schedule that you guys play and preparing you guys for the best possible outcome or matchup? Like, it gives you the best chance when you play the best teams.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go out and play well. And like I said, you know, we're bringing a lot of new guys on and trying to get used to playing under the Friday lights and getting ourselves better. And that's what we want. We want a tough schedule. We want to play good people. And that's what's going to make us better. And, you know, it's hard. It is to go out and get beat by teams that are playing better right now and are a little more seasoned. But if we can be tough enough and learn from it and grow up from it, we're going to be better in the long run. And, again, our guys are doing things the right way. They've come back and practiced hard. We looked at film. We correct mistakes. And anxious to go to work this week and see what we can do.
And that game against Holton, you got touchdowns from Eli Dean and Colton Kniper. What did you see from those two? What did you like?
Yeah, again, we started to do some things, and being able to put the ball in the end zone is good because we kind of struggled offensively a little bit. And that takes time to come together, to get everybody coordinated in what you're doing and also playing against some pretty good defenses that don't give up a lot of points. So pleased that we were able to put some drives together and come out and get on the board and, you know, find a way to get the ball to our playmakers and let them do some things.
Halfway through the regular season here now, still a lot to play for, but what's one thing you've really liked about the team through the first month? What's one thing or two that needs to improve moving forward?
Yeah, I like our resiliency. Like I said, you know, it'd be easier when you're getting beat and kind of down this year the way things are going, but you know, that's the challenge we give them, and we expect from them to bounce back and another opportunity to play this week and another opportunity to get better and want to improve. And you know, like I said, the spirits are good. It's hard to get beat, and that's tough, but they want to get better, and they want to work at it. And that's something I'm really pleased with the character of this group, that they want to come back and battle, and they're ready to go to work this week and take that next challenge on. And we're going to go out there, put our best foot forward, and see what happens. So we just got to keep getting better. You know, we talk about take care of us. We got to, you know, become better fundamentally. We got to come better at what we do execution-wise. But excited about this group, and I know they'll continue to fight.
Perry Lecompton head football coach Mike Paramore joining us. We'll step aside, talk about the matchup against Hayden when we come back right here on KNZA. Continuing our conversation with Perry Lecompton head football coach Mike Paramore, presented by First State Bank and Heinen Repairs. Our locker room chats are here this week, getting you set for week 5 of high school football on Friday night. Coach, a non-league game, of course, against Hayden, but a District 4 matchup in Class 3A, and this is a Hayden team that's undefeated. They've played a really tough schedule, and they've been very, very good through the first month, and number 3 ranked in Class 3A. That difficult schedule certainly continues, and that doesn't change here this week, but you watch this team on film. They were a game away from the state title game a year ago, but Holton was able to knock them out, but what about this Wildcats team that really stands out to you?
I got a lot of speed. Their skill guys can run. I mean, you got last year's state 100-meter champion and running, and majority of their 4x1 that won the state track meet last year and set a state record or on that football team. So that tells you a little bit about how fast they are. And, you know, guys got playmakers. So we're going to have to, again, defensively do a good job, make sure we tackle, make sure we're assignment sound. They do a nice job executing what they've done from their wing key principle stuff. So, good football team. And, they got a lot of tradition, a lot of pride. We're going to go in their place and go fight them.
Hayden won the matchup last year 44-28. Do you dissect much of that game from a year ago in terms of the preparation for this week?
You know, just look back at what we did and what we were able to be successful, maybe from some scheme stuff then last year, and try to pull those things. We always look back at the year before, what went well and what we can improve on, but then take what they're doing this year, because they obviously got a few wrinkles and a few different things they're doing and different guys in place. But it's always something that's part of the puzzle that we try to solve of making sure we're better prepared and ready to go week to week.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this game against Hayden on Friday.
Absolutely. I mean, and like I said, the beat goes on. We're going to take care of us. We're going to get better in practice, continue to improve offensively, see if we can, you know, take care of the football better, put some drives together and get the ball in the end zone. And defensively, we got to make sure, you know, we align correctly and then do our assignment and go play with great energy and great enthusiasm. And like I said, I like our guys. I can continue to work, and we're going to go battle.
Perry LeCompton head football coach Mike Paramore joining us, brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repairs. Team going to 3A number 3 Hayden on Friday night, a Class 3A District 4 matchup. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the time.